Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
8:13, hot, humid summertime. That's what you're looking at through, well, the summer, all the way through October, I guess. Let's hope we have no tropical weather on day two of hurricane season. Hot day to ride a bike. A lot of people do choose to ride bicycles in New Orleans, but it can be dangerous, maybe even more dangerous here than in the rest of the nation. Isabella Bustamante joins us, Youth Programs Coordinator, and Aline Laspina, Executive Director of Bike Easy. Good morning, ladies. How are y'all?
Good morning. Hey, good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Are you looking at each other or not?
No.
Okay. Because you could determine who's going to speak when, but y'all can just jump in where you feel comfortable, all right? Let me begin with you, Aline. How dangerous is it in New Orleans? Is it disproportionately dangerous in New Orleans to ride a bicycle?
It seems like lately that's the case, unfortunately. I think there's a lot of speeding on the streets that's happening. People are not necessarily looking out for bikes, so it's a little bit tricky. You know, the more people you have on bikes, the more likely you're going to have incidents happen, like what happened earlier this week. So,
yeah, tell us about
it's getting a little tricky.
Tell me about what happened earlier in the week.
So, as far as I know, you know, Ralph Brooks was coming home from work, you know, like he would usually do. I believe he was in the service industry, and he was just crossing Claiborne on St. Louis and got hit by a car, and unfortunately he passed later that night, or that morning, I guess. So, you know, we always say when you're approaching intersections, there's a little more variables happening, and, you know, if cars are speeding, which we don't know necessarily. I know it's an active investigation, but, you know, it's always sad when we hear that somebody who's just doing what they do every single day is just gets hit by a car and loses their life. It's really devastating. It's very sad.
Isabella Bustamante, Youth Programs Coordinator. Does this start with education early on with the kids? Tell me about the program at Bike Easy for youth programs.
Well, certainly youth education assists in protective safety measures, but unfortunately drivers need to have this as well as all road users. So through our people-friendly driving seminars, we also pass this information to moving vehicles. We just did a video with the RTA to also educate them on the best ways to operate when they are beside cyclists and see them on the road. But certainly for our youth, what I try and do is show them how to navigate their neighborhood and the infrastructure options where they live. Now, of course, not every neighborhood has this. For example, today I am going out to New Orleans East to a school there, and it really lacks pretty much any bike lanes or signage that shows where bikes should be on the road. So being able to navigate with them streets that have less traffic, showing them things like signaling, scanning, how to be visible, with drivers, and also how to communicate with drivers and other bicyclists and pedestrians is one of the ways that we can for sure create people that can confidently move around their community and feel like they have a right to be out there expressing themselves and seeing the world, having a low-cost form of transportation.
One thing I always like to remind people, Aline, is that the right-of-way is not something you have. It's something that people give you. If they don't give it, you don't have it. Is that something that bikers need to remember, and both vehicles and bikers as well?
Well, we have the same right-of-way as a vehicle in the road.
Right.
People just forget that. And I think that one of the things that we try to do as an advocacy group is remind folks that we are sharing the road with other people. And it's not just about just people on bikes, but people who are walking. There's folks that are on wheelchairs that will use the bike infrastructure if there's bike infrastructure as well. So I think it's all about being more aware that we're not alone on the road. I think that's really the key.
And I think that's the point I was trying to make, in that not that you're not entitled to it or that the law doesn't state that, but that it does take defensive driving on both halves, because I always thought that the bike lane design in Orleans Parish was terrible. I don't know how else you would do it, but they force a driver in a vehicle to make a right turn, which would be directly across somebody in a bike lane, right? That was going straight through an intersection. If it's a green light and I'm in a right lane and there's a bike lane, like right here at Camp and Poydras, and I'm taking a right turn on a green light, well, there's going to be somebody that could be going straight in a bicycle that I would cut across or turn into if I'm not looking. So what does the law say there? Who's got the right of way?
The bike would have the right of way. They're going straight. And I think that the key thing is, you know, make sure everybody's using their blinkers the same way that if a person on a bike is going to be turning right or left, they should be signaling as well. I think it's all about being predictable. But in that case, you know, definitely the bike has the right of way because they're going straight.
Okay.
Eye contact with the driver is key.
Wait, who is this now?
I find that very... If you're on the bike, I always think that doing eye contact with the driver is key. Like, it works for me all the time. You know, I just want to make sure they know what I'm doing and I know what they're doing, because not necessarily people are always using their blinkers. So,
yeah, and I guess I'm just talking about awareness. I think awareness on both parts could help a lot with this.
Yeah.
What is it that you would like drivers to know, whoever wants to answer this, about bicyclists on the road?
Well, I think certainly like the sheer weight and speed of motorized vehicles, buses, trucks, cars can make a much larger impact to the vulnerable road users, which are pedestrians, people on the sidewalks, and people using all forms of bicycling. So we have statistics that show if you're driving under 20 miles per hour, and there is a collision, mostly 9 out of 10 people will survive. If it's over 30 miles an hour, I believe it's 5 out of 10 will survive. And over 40 miles per hour, only 1 out of 10 will survive. So what was the most difficult thing for me when I moved to New Orleans was the sheer speed that vehicles are moving at. So certainly, I think one of the great ways to just advocate for better safety of all road users is to reduce some of those speed limits. And as you're saying, when you're so concerned, you know, coming up to an intersection, everyone should slow down. That's walkers, pedestrians, bicyclists, and motorized vehicles.
Now, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We'll come back talking to Isabella Bustamante, Youth Programs Director, and Aline LaSpina, Executive Director of Bike Easy. I know whenever we talk about bicyclists, the text line goes crazy, 504-260-1870. If you have any questions or comments, I will pass them along to the ladies when we come back. It is 8:21, time for traffic now on WWL. 8:25 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Louisiana, a deadly city for bicyclists. New Orleans, a deadly city for bicyclists, one of the deadliest in the metro areas of the country. Isabella Bustamante is with us, Youth Program Coordinator. Aline LaSpina, Executive Director of Bike Easy. Whenever we talk about this, the text line goes crazy. Somebody texted in, most of the problems are people riding a bike, not the bicyclists. Other people are texting in saying that they see bicyclists, and I've seen it a lot myself. I got to tell you, just being honest, I've seen far more bicyclists break the rules than I have drivers of vehicles as it relates to when I see both of them on a road side by side. Do you think enough education is there for bicyclists to understand that you can't just go the wrong way down a street because it's easy? Because the temptation is always there, right? Because you're quick, you're mobile, you can do it. But I've seen people take a left going down the wrong way on Poydras, and I guess those are anecdotal stories. But what would you ladies say about that? One of you, whoever wants to jump in.
Yeah. I'll jump in first. I mean, I get what you're saying, and I definitely think that it's a shift in behavior that we try to make, and it does that only happens over time. It's like getting people used to new habits. Like, a lot of folks in New Orleans are used to riding against the traffic, but the truth is that you're safer if you're riding with the traffic. I think some of the other issues is that the city's so under construction that people have to keep taking detours to get to places. So, you know, offering safe infrastructure and safe connective networks for folks to get from point A to B is key to keep things maybe a little bit more separate or more predictable in general. I think, like, everybody needs to take responsibility for how they operate on the streets. And, you know, it's tough for us as an advocacy group to target everybody in New Orleans, but we do try to empower people in different communities so they can teach people within their communities because, it's definitely a shift. And with all the new infrastructure that came into the city in the last 3 years, some folks just, you know, our job is to help them navigate this new infrastructure, whether they're biking, they're walking, or they're driving. So, I mean, we're trying. That's all I got to say. You know, we try to target it from all angles and, you know, always open to ideas.
To be clear, though, the law does state that a bicyclist has the same rights on the road as an automobile, right? Whether there's a bike lane or not?
Correct.
So.
And in the same way, like, stop at red light, stop at stop signs.
And again, I'm getting texts from people that say, you know, they see people running through running through red lights, running through stop signs on bikes, and there are bad actors in automobiles as well as bicycles. What would you like to leave the bikers of the New Orleans area with information in terms of just keeping themselves safe? What would you tell them?
Well, certainly riding with lights at night. These are one of the things that you could certainly forget, that if during the daytime you're a very conscious rider, that things can change with visibility, especially with the lack of street lighting in many areas. So having a front light, having a back light, potentially wearing a vest with reflective gear, making sure that there are reflectors on your pedals and your wheels is a great way to have a protective measure of safety. And also just being able to be aware of your surroundings, know your neighborhood, know the best kind of times of day if you can to be out on the road as a cyclist, especially during rush hour, to use your signaling, to use your scanning. As Aline said, like, that eye contact is really helpful. That's something that I employ a lot of the time. And then if you are a person on a bike and you feel uncomfortable or you feel unsafe, to stop and, pull over, come to the sidewalk, and be able to walk with your bike.
All right, everybody, be safe. That's the main thing. Whether you're on a bike or you're on a car, follow the rules and be safe and look out for each other. Thank you, Isabella Bustamante, Aline Laspina with Bike Easy. We're going to take a break. We come back. Part three of LSU's survey is out about quality of life issues in the state. They're talking about abortion this time, and we'll see what the state says, what the research shows as far as what the people of Louisiana and think and feel about legal abortion. Right now, it's time for WWL First News.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.